100 rupees per call and 6,500 rupees per person. The closing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Next year, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bhutan's agency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, fishing boat races, and many more.
Of Kartini Day, the Director of Crimes Against Women and Children and Human Trafficking of the Indonesian National Police initiated a gender equality training program titled Kartini Series 1, Gender Train the Trainers, at the GCLEC Police Academy in Semarang. Brigadier General Nurul Aziza emphasized that gender mainstreaming is a national strategy, aiming to cultivate inclusive and gender-responsive work environments within the police force. The training equips participants not only with theoretical knowledge, but also with practical skills to promote gender justice and equality throughout the institutions. The Indonesian Ministry of Health has mandated mental health screenings every 6 months for participants in the specialist medical education program to monitor their psychological well-being. This initiative aims to detect issues like anxiety or depression early, ensuring timely interventions. The policy responds to recent incidents involving PPDS participants and include measures such as transparent recruitment process, digital logbooks for training oversight, and stricter enforcement of working hours to prevent excessive workloads. And that was the news.
Savory and and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produces delicious food. In Banuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid al-Adha. But now, Kusum Namsong can be found at Wigwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiahs to 25,000 rupiahs per portion. In addition to taste Kusum Namsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego jawu, as well as traditional snake, such as timu and gatot, which is made from cassava.
The main role for protection of species is the people itself. So if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name, and then this is very unique. For example, you think about the Barbados new species from Kelantan and all that. The species is endemic, they are in the subterranean area, they have evolved in the different way with all the terrestrial species, and of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really fragile for them to survive. And this message needs to be delivered to the people around them. And for example, if you use the water and then the water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered. There are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species, how they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the populations. So if all this information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1912. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015 that the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So there's some material that really can be developed for material for anti-material or antibiotic, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered. More than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect them, protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed because they are part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem is disturbed, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message needs to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
Is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is
Kadepe.
The meat kasuami initially Kadepe is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the Kadepe, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with Kadepe flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 centimeters and a height of 10 centimeters and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for tips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Thank you.
there is dance, said it is not riddled when smoked. Chicken asad is the smoked fish. This is smoked differently and medically. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but chicken asad is placed diagonally on the side of the MRS that got it smoked to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the internals, the fish is cured with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours, and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked.
Today's quote of the day. National independence is not the end, but people's freedom of creativity is the main goal. Sultan Syahrir. Sultan Syahrir is the first prime minister of Indonesia, known as a freedom fighter, diplomat, and thinker, with a crucial role in fighting for independence. This one of the founding fathers has great patriotism, nationalism, and care for the people. And that was today's quote of the day.
For example, in Bogor there was Angklung Gubrak, and in Banten, Angklung Seret. It was all media for traditional ceremonies, which in essence was for tasakuran or thanksgiving to the Lord, or even a repellent of bad spirits. Now, however, it is not to ward off bad spirits anymore, but to repel pests.
Formerly, Angklung was used as part of ritual among the people. Then, as time went on, Angklung became a folk entertainment. How could this happen? Dying of Tafian Ujo, an Angklung artist from Saum Angklung Ujo, has an explanation.
Initially, there was no tone, no salendro, nor pelo. Originally, Ankrum was just rhythmic music. Jeng, gong, jeng, gong, jeng. It was used by Badui tribe as tribute to the goddess Mary Sri during the harvest. Gong, jeng, gong, jeng, gong, jeng, so there was no tunes. But then the outside Baduis created Dami Lala Tiga tunes, who they used as a means to beg. Then Mr. Dying Sutigna was interested in it. There was a teacher, a music teacher, and a scout instructor. Mr. Dying tried to find out how could this musical instrument be taught in schools. When he saw the beggar, he thought this could be translated into Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do. Then he tried to do it and offered to teach this in school. He was rejected. Why? Because at the time, only rich people could go to school, and they did not want to play beggar music. Finally, he decided to teach it to Boy Scouts. When he played Ankrum so beautifully, the schools then became interested. At last, Ankrum went to school. So the one who translated the traditional tunes into Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do is Mr. Dying. Why did he do that? Because at the time, schools were in need of musical instruments. That's the main reason. Then, when it became interesting, Ankrum then was turned into music for entertainment.
Ankrum is an incredible weapon. Yes, we should know that. But I realized after I had been abroad hundreds of times. Once in history, the Dutch colonial troops were terrorized by sharp bamboo spears. Not because they were more deadly than grenades or bullets. No. But the spirit of these bamboo spears made the people came and work together, helping each other to fight the Dutch. That made the Dutch troops scared. Ankrum, as you can see, has made everybody swept away. Everyone was involved and resulted in harmony. So when I speak about other countries, a lot of people feel close to Indonesia. How they feel in harmony with Indonesia.
The harmony and familiar feeling with Indonesia has been well perceived by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship 2012. Haydar from Azerbaijan and George from Nauru. Thanks to the scholarship, they have been given the opportunity to learn the art and culture of Indonesia, especially Ankrum music at Saung Ankrum Ujo, Bandung. Initially, when they first saw the Ankrum music performance, they were so amazed. How could some pieces of bamboo produce such beautiful music, which ultimately has made them feel familiar and love Indonesia?
My name is Haydar. I come from Azerbaijan. Yes, I love it. I'm getting more and more in love with Indonesia. This is extraordinary for me since this is the first time I see a musical instrument made of bamboo. It is very unique and I really want to learn Ankrum. In my opinion, Ankrum is not difficult if you really want to learn. I think I can. Yes, I can play Ankrum.
My name is George Kojina. I'm from Nauru. Well, the first time, I didn't know that bamboo can make music from it. But now, I can, realize that bamboo can make of many of things, like can build a house, making music, and everything. But the first I was, so surprised that they made music from this bamboo, like Ankrum. Yeah, I also, maybe this is the first time I can pass the music class, yeah. Very easy. Back home, I have to, if I want to teach Ankrum, maybe I need to buy this equipment to go back to Nauru and teach them how to play Ankrum. Because in Nauru, we don't have bamboo, but we don't have much bamboo.
People are interested in learning Ankrum music, including foreigners. This is a logical consequence, especially after UNESCO designated Ankrum as most piece of oral and tangible heritage of humanity. But there is also concern about the status of music of West Java, as perceived by the Ankrum master, Dying Octavian Ujo.
But I'm not worried that other people would play Ankrum better. Why? When I played a song from China, Chinese people were surprised. It sounds better in Ankrum. When last week we were in Korea, we played Korean songs. Wow, they sound really nice with Ankrum. When I was in Cuba, we gave them some Ankrum. There is a music school in Cuba. Cuba is a cool state, but they play Ankrum beautifully. They have tango and salsa patterns. So my concern is, Ankrum can be played at anywhere, by any country. You can imagine the Nigerian can play Ankrum. The Arabs can as well play in the desert. The Chinese, the Japanese, it can be played anywhere. That's what I'm worried about. More people can play better. They are more serious. Well, how about if we are not serious?
Same concern is also shared by the head of tourism and culture of West Java province, Nunung Somari. He even worries that Ankrum recognition as World Cultural Heritage will be revoked by UNESCO.
Jadi betul sekali, di sisi lain kita bangga gembira dengan pengakuan itu, tetapi itu kan juga ada syaratnya. Jadi Ankrum itu dievaluasi oleh UNESCO.
So it is true, on one side we are proud, happy with the recognition, but there are some conditions. So Ankrum is to be evaluated by UNESCO. If the result is negative, then the recognition will be revoked. The negative criteria are as follows. First, if Ankrum is mass-produced, manufactured. Second, if according to the assessment of UNESCO, activities related to Ankrum have dropped, or even none at all.
In order to keep Ankrum alive and growing in West Java in particular, and in Indonesia in general, the government has initiated a Love Ankrum movement. A more strategic effort actually is to make Ankrum related activities in schools. So Ankrum now has become an extracurricular activity. Schools in Bandung now have sent their students for Ankrum lessons. Some headmasters have even invited professional Ankrum instructors to train the students and to form Ankrum ensembles.
The government's seriousness in maintaining, developing, and utilizing the unique art of West Java is also evidenced by the opening of a new study program in the Indonesian Art College, namely Ankrum and Bamboo Music Studies Program, as revealed by a lecturer of Karawitan, Indonesian traditional music, who has also been appointed head of the program, Yon Setiono.
Kemudian pemerintah juga dengan membuka salah satu prodi bambu.
Then the government has also opened a bamboo music studies program at STSI. Yes, perhaps this is also another effort. There are courses leading to bamboo music, and now there are also scholarships.
The head of tourism and culture of West Java province, however, says that all the efforts that have been taken by the government will not run well if it does not get support from other parties.
Because I think the conservation, development and utilization of the art and culture must be done simultaneously. I conclude as choir, symphony, one sound singing a song usually is not so good, but it would be so nice if the song is sung in choir together. I mean, those components are not just the government. The first is the government, the second are artists or cultural figures, the third are associations or groups, including schools.
Support for preserving Ankrum would be
person first, so do not always make a remark about what Uncle is like before seeing it first. So open your mind. Well, it turned out that Uncle is like this.
Namely, Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait.